like, and I was afraid to go, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. And I just said, okay, officer. I didn't know it was a guy or a girl. So God gives us distinctions in how we dress and in the natural distinction as well.
In Orthodoxy, the women have to cover their heads and they have to wear skirts.
I just witnessed to an Orthodox man, Eastern Orthodox, and that there's a lot of false ways in the Eastern Orthodox Church. And we are Christians. We're biblical Bereans, Acts 17. We follow the scriptures. We don't follow. Somebody just asked me, what church are you from? And I said, how many bodies of Christ are there in the Bible?
There's one.
And so they always want to label you because those are man-made labels. But Jesus said, if you worship according to the traditions of man and those labels and those ways, he said you worship God in vain. Because he's truth. We must worship in spirit and truth. So we're part of the one true body. We refuse any names. We're Bereans. We believe we're part of the remnant.
But Berean is a name.
But that's not what we call ourselves. It's just a description. We don't say we're the Berean church. It's biblical to say we're Bereans, Acts 17. But we don't have a church name. We're the body of Christ.
Was Jesus tangible?
I'm sorry?
Was Jesus tangible?
Tangible. Well, I'm not a smart man. Tangible. So like I hold an apple in my hand.
Like he had a real body.
Oh, he was fully man while he walked the earth, and he's fully God. Absolutely.
Then that means his church is tangible because the church is his body.
Absolutely. And it's the remnant who follow him, not people that follow false man-made religion.
I agree.
Yes. So you're part of one?
His church is real.
What are you part of?
Well, but let me say this. His church is real. It's tangible. You can walk up to the doors and knock on it. Because Christ
well,
was real.
First of all, Jesus did away Christ with the building system. So knocking on the door of the church, the building is not the church. So that's false right there. He did away with the temple system. The whole Catholic Orthodox system, they're still propping up the building system, propping up the priestly system. None of this is of God. And my website, tell you what, my website, don'tperish.com, I got a whole bunch of articles that show you why the modern form of worship, a building, a pastor controlling everything, still like the culture, pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter that God never ordained. We show you all of those things are not inconsistent with the true New Testament body of Christ.
Which, and I love to learn. So
which good. The body of Christ is not an organization. It's not a building. It's not a structure. The body of Christ is those who've been born again by the gospel. And then if you know true ones, you gather with them. We don't need buildings. We don't need rules. We don't need guys in funny hats. We don't need any of that stuff. It's a family is the best way to describe it. It's a family. So, and when we're part of, we used to be part of evangelical religion. When you're part of that and you begin to test it, the pagan holidays, the gospel's false, they're worldly, they're carnal, they're about money, they're about the building. 70% of their money goes for buildings and salaries. When in the Bible, all the money went for preaching the gospel and widows and orphans. Right there, Jesus would call them hirelings. Jesus made a whip in John 2. For men that were selling and making money and merchandise of the things of God. Modern religion merchandises the things of God. Reintroducing the tithe, telling them we need a new building. We just drove by some town. I don't know what town it was. They were redoing the steeple. I mean, this steeple was like 257 feet tall. And I looked up and it cost like $450,000 to redo a steeple. And so when we ask people, this is not of God. This is all of man. So they can have pride and say, there's our church building. There's the steeple. Steeples, did you know where steeples came from?
No.
Steeples are actually an Egyptian phallic symbol. You know what a phallic symbol is?
Well, I know.
That's actually, and they stuck them on so-called Christian buildings. God abhors this. Well, this is not of God.
The last book in the Old Testament, in Malachi, he said, basically, it was a prophesying of when the Gentiles would form his church. And he said, the people that are not my people, they would call my people.
Are you married, ma'am?
Sir, you're interrupting.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Is your husband a believer?
Yes.
Why don't you have him call me? That's the biblical way. I don't want to speak over his home.
I'm just
okay. So
you
that's okay.
You can ask my husband.
Oh, okay. Then maybe he'll tell me about that. Because when it's biblical in 1 Corinthians 14, and 1 Timothy 2 and 3, it tells the women, when men reason, it tells the women to be silent and ask questions at home.
So if you are a part
when Christ gathers, when two or more are gathered, Christ says he's here.
Yeah.
The Bible teaches much. Test yourself on my website.
Feminization
is a sinful, feminization is a sinful way. Speaking out of order. God has an order. What is the order of God?